Mr. Speaker, sir, I thank you very much for having given me an opportunity to speak a few words on food policy. I wanted honorable members to take as much time as possible to discuss this most important matter. My colleague, the finance minister, gave a very good account of the situation yesterday and made clear the basic policy of the government. He spoke with authority since he has a great deal to do with the subject. Yet I want to say a few words because recently there has been some confusion in the public mind and many things have been said which appear to me to have no justification at all. I wish to clear the confusion as far as possible. The honorable member who asked me earlier in this session whether there would be a debate on food policy was probably under the impression that some big changes were under consideration. As a matter of fact, a change in policy was neither intended nor suggested. Certain minor changes are certainly contemplated, but they have nothing to do with the basic policy that the government has attempted to follow in future. I am sure the House will realize that during the last few years, the Food Ministry has had to face very difficult problems. The government and the cabinet have, of course, shared to some extent in carrying the burdens of the Food Ministry. I am not denying that we have made mistakes, but we have also endeavored to profit by them. It must be considered that the food situation in the country, which was difficult for a long time, has now considerably eased. Although other factors have contributed to the improvement, I think we are justified in saying that the present favorable situation is to some extent the result of government policy also. In this connection, I would like to pay my tributes to my colleague, the Food Minister, who has approached the very difficult and complicated subject of food with an energy and an awareness which I think have produced certain positive results all over the country. In a debate of this kind, it is natural that honorable members should be more concerned with the situation in their particular state or area, and it is right that they should do so. Nevertheless, the most important thing is that we keep in view India and her food problem as a whole, and at the same time remember our basic policy. It is open to the House to discuss our basic policy, but in so far as the government is concerned, there has been no occasion to effect any change in it. And as far as we can see, no such occasion is likely to arise. I can only add that our basic approach will remain unchanged even though the food position is much brighter. The finance minister pointed out the close relationship between the food question and planning, but in regard to the supply of food and other necessities of life, it is not enough merely to see that there is fair distribution or that people do not prosper at the cost of others. If we do this and no more, our economy will be static. We must also see that we get the best out of our development and planning programs. For instance, if there is a surplus of food in the country, we would naturally like the nation to be fed more adequately, but we must also think beyond the immediate wants and utilize our resources with foresight. With these few words, I conclude my speech. Letter from Messrs. George Brown and Company, Bombay to Messrs. National Company Limited, Bangalore. Dear Sirs, we thank you very much for your letter dated 10th instant giving details of the land which you propose to sell to our company. As you are aware, we are the leading company in this part of the country engaged in the manufacture of latest designs of household furniture. We have got several branches all over the country and in some of the foreign countries also. We intend to expand our business activities in India and in other countries. With this in view, we on the lookout for a suitable land in the important business area of your city for locating our showroom. We see from your letter that the land you propose to sell is situated in Mahatma Gandhi Road and is acceptable to us. Our engineer will be visiting Bangalore in the course of the next few days for the purpose of valuation of the property. As you are aware, any proposal for the purchase of property by our company has to be placed before our board of directors for its approval. The next meeting of the board is fixed for 21st of next month, by which time we hope to be able to take a decision in the matter. The decision taken by our board will be duly communicated to you immediately thereafter. Yours faithfully.